We start today's program with wrong-way drivers. In May, three fatal head-on collisions in 1 week led to seven deaths and a huge meeting between law enforcement and transportation officials. And this past Monday, a wrong-way driver caused a crash that led to an early morning closure on the Hohokam Expressway. That driver had a suspended license for a prior DUI. Earlier this morning, the Arizona Department of Transportation displayed safety measures, including sign changes intended to stop wrong-way driving. Here with me in studio to talk about that is Doug Nintzel of ADOT. Doug, good morning.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. So what happened this morning? What's going to change?
Well, it's important to note that it really is a next step in the entire process of the battle against the wrong-way driver. And we have certainly had signs in place at Valley Freeway interchanges along the off-ramps, and most drivers wouldn't really pay attention to those because they're going the correct way. But we have decided, in the wake of the rash of crashes that we've had, that there are some things we have to look into, and we have done that and said that we're going to change out signs at six interchanges in order to study the effectiveness of doing something like that. So we have, it's interesting to try to describe all these sign changes, but closest to the end of an off-ramp, there are do not enter signs. And what we've done is expand the size of those really from 30 inches by 30 inches up to 48 inches by 48 inches. So a significant change in the size of those signs. We are also below that adding the words on a sign, wrong way. And we have plenty of wrong way signs out there already, but we are doing that. And we are lowering both signs so that they are at their bottom point, they are 3 feet above the ground. So again, improving hopefully the line of sight for a wrong way driver to maybe notice these signs. Mm. And then we've also taken the step with pavement markings to add large arrows with lane stripes and also red reflectors. The arrow is pointing the right way along the exit ramp. The red reflectors would be facing a wrong way driver. And so these are a couple of steps that we've taken in the near term. Again, it's six interchanges.
Yeah, what six are we talking about, Doug?
Well, we're talking about on I-17 at Carefree Highway in the North Valley, the Loop 101 in the West Valley at Thunderbird and Peoria, and along I-10 headed down in the direction toward Tucson, but still in the valley at Ray Road in the Ahwatukee area, also Wild Horse Pass Boulevard, and then also Queen Creek Road, which is also known as State Route 347.
Doug, you've been doing this for a long time. Sorry for saying that, but you have. Have we ever seen a string of this? What do these things share in common? I mean, is this something where we're talking about the signs really weren't big enough, or in each of these situations, have they been impaired drivers?
Yeah, and we're certainly not going to be able to point to signage as being the issue. What, unfortunately, we have to point to is impaired drivers, and that's what all these crashes have had in common. Impairment of one type or another, usually along the lines of alcohol. And I'm glad you brought it up, Steve, because it is an important point. We've gotten together with DPS and the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, and we have said, you know, what are some of the things we can do? We concentrate on the three E's, those being engineering, enforcement, and education. ADOT is mostly aligned with the engineering part of things. So that's why we're going to see what we can do when it comes to things like sign changes. But we're also going to continue research efforts to say, what is the problem that we have to identify here in Arizona? And what types of things can we research to say, is it possible to put some additional systems in place? Because we know that folks are going to say, hey, the impaired driver is going to, they're not going to see these sign changes. They're not going to see the red reflectors. What else are you going to do? And that's what we're going to do over a little bit of the longer term, that is to do some research.
And I presume, first part of my question, that we haven't seen anything. I mean, this has been quite a string. I mean, in May, there were three accidents, and now one earlier this week. It seems bizarre.
No, I can't recall a string like this with the wrong way crashes that are tragically fatal. I can't remember, and I've been at ADOT for 18 years. I can't remember something like that. It is interesting to note that in all of this, DPS is now talking about the fact that they have, on average, about 25 calls that come in about wrong-way drivers out there on the state highway system each month, 25 calls. And in most of those cases, the drivers do figure out they're going the wrong way, and they do
these
correct.
These are 25 different situations.
Exactly.
Okay.
25 different situations where there's a wrong-way driver reported out there. But it's also interesting to say that, you know, fatal crashes are random events, and it is interesting to try to study why is this happening suddenly, because you can go months at a time without another fatal crash occurring. We do know that. This certainly has gotten our attention, and that's why we've stepped up and said, here are some things we're going to look at in the near term. We also need to know, we know that it's not the final answer. We know that we have to continue to research systems that might someday be put in place to warn drivers who are going the right way on the freeway, but also is there some other system that we can have that might further alert the wrong way driver that they've got to stop, they're doing the wrong thing.
Doug, without speculating too much, next week, 4th of July holiday, starts on a Friday, that means a long weekend. I mean, is this something that ADOT and DPS have talked about as well? Obviously, we're going to have the patrols to make sure to check out people who may have been drinking, but considering the concern about impaired drivers, is the how does the timing on this work, in essence, to make sure people are more aware of this?
Well, it is important to get the word out to watch for something like this when it comes to the wrong-way drivers. But also, when you're talking about a holiday weekend, it's associated with travel. Any time like that, we're going to be working to get the word out about the safe driving habits that people have to really be thinking about. That is to prepare ahead of a trip to get plenty of rest before you're going to be traveling. And right up there is going to be no drinking and driving. And it is going to be, if you're going to be having fun with friends or family, make sure you're making the arrangements on the designated driver. And I think that's where it ties in. We're always talking about these things. But when it comes to wrong way travel, again, talking to the Department of Public Safety, they are now saying, you know, it's a good idea if you're out at night when these crashes are most likely to occur. You want to be traveling really in the center lane of the freeway, avoiding the HOV lane and maybe that next lane over. We call it the number one or left lane, and maybe sticking to the center of the freeway in order to give yourself some space for evasive action. We certainly hate to have to talk about something like that, but the reality is, hey, it is something that we're asking drivers to now think about.
Doug Ninsel of the Arizona Department of Transportation. Doug, thanks as always.
You bet, Steve.